The story of William Andrews Clark. In the year 1862, a young Missouri school teacher closed up his classroom and joined a wagon train which was headed for the territory of Montana. Spurred on by a desire for wealth and adventure, William Andrews Clark started out with nothing but a wagon, two oxen, and a pick and shovel. Day by day, the straggling caravan journeyed through dangerous Indian country until they neared the mining settlement at Last Chance Gulch. A powerfully built man, his determined chin covered by a dark, curling beard, William Clark was already planning for the future.
Come on there. Get along there, boy. Hi. Yeah, this is a rich country, Samuel. I intend to get all I can out of it. Hey, you see those hills? They even shine like gold. And that one to the left there looks like a mound of pure silver.
I reckon your eyes are better than mine, Bill. They look like plain ordinary hills to me. If you're going to find gold, you'll have to dig for it.
Maybe.
Gold and silver ain't picked up like rocks. Sometimes it takes years to find the stuff. I know. I've been prospecting ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper.
The chances are you haven't been going about it right. Maybe you haven't been using the right method.
Now, you look here, you young whippersnapper. I'm the most artful man in these here hills when it comes to grubbing for metal. When you've dug up as much gold as old Samuel Peavy, you'll be doing something to crow about, and don't you forget it.
I didn't mean any offense, Sam. But I've been reading this book.
Yeah, that's a right nice book. I'd read it, too, if I could figure out the lettering.
It's Hitchcock's Elements of Geology. It tells all about different earth formations, and, oh, yeah, there's a chapter in it.
Yeah, well, does it tell you how to find the gold?
Well, sure, if you study it long enough. Of course, one book can't tell you everything. You have to read a lot of them.
Don't believe it. Them books is written by greenhorn easterners. How can they tell you where to dig in the Rockies when they've never seen the Rockies? Cops, you're just wasting your time, Bill.
We'll see. I have an idea that the men who really strike a brick in this territory will be the men who know geology. It seems to me that...
Hey, what's that?
What?
That noise. Sounds like engine.
Oh, but we're too close to the camp.
Look over there to the left. Man riding toward us on a white horse.
Why is he making that noise?
And I don't know. Maybe he's gone plumb crazy. Oops, dang near fell out of the saddle. Hey, danger. Come here.
Hey, whoa, boy. Whoa, there.
Hold on there. I'm a ring-tailed bobcat with gold-plated claws. I'm a fire-breathing cayuse headed for destruction. Look at me, men. Feast your eyes. I'm the richest gent in these mountains.
You struck it, Rick?
I hit it this morning. $1 million claim with nuggets big as a hog's eye. Get your wagons moving, boys. We'll all be millionaires for another day. Roll them along, boys. Roll them along. Woo-hoo!
Well, I reckon we got here just in time.
Hey, do you think he's telling the truth about the gold?
Well, he couldn't be that crazy without a reason. He stuck it rich, all right. And I bet he didn't have any books on geography to help him.
Come on, get up. Hey, there, boy. Hey, boy.
Howdy, Bill.
Well, hello there, Sam. I got some coffee ready.
Well, that's good. I'm just about frozen. This snowstorm's getting worse. Looks like we'll be snowed in for the winter. I hope the roof don't collapse.
Now, what's the news in town?
It's bad news. The supply steamer hit a snag on the Missouri River and went down with all the cargo. That means no tobacco for the camp all winter.
Wasn't any tobacco in Boise?
Well, I reckon so, but there's no way of bringing it in here through this snow.
Hey, a man could probably make a lot of money if he did succeed in getting a load of tobacco. I wouldn't...
Now, don't you get any wild ideas, Bill Clark. A trip to Boise at this time of year would be plumb suicide.
I think I'll try it just the same. I've been pretty lucky since I came to Last Chance Gulch. There's $7,000 in gold hidden under the cabin floor.
Yeah, but no sense in stretching your luck too far.
If I bought $3,000 worth of tobacco, I could sell it in the Last Chance for $10,000.
Now, Bill, you listen here to me.
I've made up my mind, Sam. I'm riding to Boise. Get me 3 bags of gold from under the floor.
All right, but it's your funeral.
I'll borrow these fur gloves of yours. Oh, and that fur hat will come in handy, too.
Well, here's the gold.
Oh, well, thanks, Sam.
Oh, why don't you stop this tomfoolery and stay here?
Any letters you want mailed in Boise? Oh, no? So long, Sam. I'll be back by New Year's Day.
You blamed it, didn't you?
Maybe, Sam. Maybe. So long.
For old man's eyes, we'll take a cup of kindness, yes, for old man's eyes.
This will be a right pleasant New Year, Sam, if we only had some tobacco.
Yep, afraid we won't get any till the snow thaws out.
Oh, I'd give my right arm for a chaw now.
Yeah, me too.
You said it, Jim.
I'm gonna
take a gouda. Well, I ain't worried about the tobacco. It's Bill Clark I'm thinking of. Poor lad's probably froze in some snowbank by now.
Yeah, it's too bad. He'll never get to Boise and back in this weather. But there's no use worrying, Sam. Have another drink. Jim?
Them are sleigh bells. There's a sleigh coming up the draw.
Sure enough. Let's look.
Why, it's Clark. He's got through.
Sure enough.
Oh, there. Well, come on, men. Get your tobacco. There's 2,000 pounds of it, fresh from Boise.
Well, now, you did it. This will make you a rich man.
It won't make me as rich as I want to be, but I guess it's a good beginning.
William Clark's tobacco made him the most popular man in Last Chance Gulch and increased his growing fortune by $10,000. Encouraged by this success, he gave up gold mining and opened a chain of trading posts. Then, in 1869, he entered the banking business. By this time, the hub of Montana's mining activity was a big hill sloping upward from Silver Bow Creek. Nestled at the base of the hillside lay the growing town of Butte. It was toward Butte that William Andrews Clark now turned his attention.
Well, it's been a long time since I've seen you, Sam. I hear you've done pretty well for yourself here in Butte.
Well, I can't complain. Got a silver mine now. This is the richest silver country ever seen. You fixing to stay?
No. Well, that is not right away. I'm going to New York first.
New York?
Mm-hmm. I've made my money by trading, but I still don't know enough about the mining business. I intend to take a course of training at Columbia University.
You mean you're going to school?
That's the idea. I'm going to study geology, you know, and other things.
You always were sort of partial to that geology.
Well, here's my idea, Sam. I want to take specimens of the Butte silver ore back east with me. I intend to find out the best practical method of developing the mine.
Well, now, I can get you all the specimens you want.
Good. Well, I'm leaving for New York next week. And when I come back, the country around Silver Bow Creek is going to see a lot of activity.
Clark was 33 years old when he returned to Butte after an intensive course of study at the Columbia School of Mines. At once, he commenced buying property and sinking thousands of dollars into the rich, dry earth. But in a few years, the silver ore was nearly exhausted. Independent miners abandoned their property to search for new claims, and gloom descended on the town of Butte.
Hi, Mr. Clark.
Hello, Jim. Why are you boarding up the mine shaft? You don't intend to quit.
Why not? No more silver. Takes a week to get $5 worth. The ore's stained with that blamed copper.
Copper, huh?
Yep, the hill's full of it. The metal ain't worth anything.
How'd you like to sell that mine to me?
No, there's no silver in it. I don't like to cheat a man, especially a friend.
Neither do I. I'll give you $10,000 for the working.
$10,000?
Certainly. I have an idea I can sell that copper.
Yeah?
I'm building a concentrating plant by Silver Bow. I intend to smelt the copper and send it east. There's a market for it since the discovery of electricity.
Well, I'll be darned.
You consider my offer?
Consider it? Hey, I'll take it. $10,000 is a good grubstake. But I don't think you'll ever be a millionaire selling copper.
By 1893, William Clark had helped make Butte the greatest copper-producing center on Earth. But the town's shrinking supply of silver became worthless during the national panic of that year. Cash had disappeared. Business houses were on the point of closing their doors. But William Andrews Clark, now one of America's richest men, came to the rescue.
Well, that's fine, Sam. Tell him to wheel the kegs in here.
All right. Now, bring them in the room, boys. Come on. Come along with me now. That's right. Now, take them easy and put them down right along there. That's it.
Well, I'll open up the first one.
There we are. Now, it's going to be something, by golly. Oh, something's hurt. Silverback. I never seen so much gold in all my life. How much is there, Clark?
$400,000 in gold coins.
I didn't know there was that much money in the whole country.
There isn't. I bought this gold in London and had it shipped to Butte. There won't be any panic in this town. Oh, here, now, come on. Set up a table by the window.
You betcha. Come on, boys.
Get it
open here.
Well, all ready, then. Let him in now.
All right. Come on, Jake. Mr. Clark will cash the check. I'll just turn it on. Everything will be all right.
Now, you're first, Mr. Mallory. How much money do you want?
$5,000, but I can only give you my personal check.
That's enough for me. Your credit's good. Give him $5,000 in gold pieces, Sam.
You betcha.
Now, who's next?
Well, I need $10,000 for my business.
$10,000 for Mr. Jones. Now just take your time there, men. I got plenty of money, and I'll cash everybody's check. All right, now, who's next?
There was no lack of money in Butte during the black months of 1893, for Clark had faith in his neighbors, a faith that in later years brought him richer rewards and ultimately a seat in the United States Senate. After his death in 1925, a bronze tablet was dedicated to his memory in the capital city of Helena, near the spot which was once called Last Chance Gulch. Pioneer, banker, miner, and philanthropist, he will long be remembered as one of America's truly great. William Andrews Clark, Captain of Industry.